From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian officials say the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in a grave, including women and children. Syrian government forces backed by heavy Russian air support drove the militants out of Palmyra late last month. Palmyra is known as the Bride of the Desert because of artifacts and structures there dating back thousands of years. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. Those blasts there and a nearby metro station killed 32 people and destroyed the airport's departure area. Arnaud Feist is chief executive of the airport. He speaks with reporters about the process of reopening the facilities.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Three Brussels Airlines flights are scheduled to depart tonight, airport calling them symbolic flights, with more to be added in coming days. Witnesses are saying 7 people, including in 3 intelligence security officers, have died in 3 separate shootings in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Violence comes just a day after a U.S. airstrike killed a senior member of the Al-Shabaab militant group. Al-Shabaab militants have been linked to the Al-Qaeda terror network. This is VOA News.